Welcome to Let's Locums, the podcast hosted by Drs. Mark and Allison Royer, ENT surgeons and the founders of SpecialtyLocums.com. Join us as we explore the world of locum tenens to help you navigate the options for a flexible and rewarding medical career.
Hello and welcome to Let's Locums. This is Mark Royer. I'm an ear, nose, and throat surgeon and locum tenens physician. Today we're diving into a topic that's close to the heart of every healthcare provider who has ever considered or worked as a locum tenens physician, the history of locum tenens medicine. Last year, I was at a conference for the National Association of Locum Tenens Physicians, and one of the speakers recognized an individual in the audience who they claimed invented locum tenens medicine. This didn't really make a lot of sense to me. I figured the idea of contract or short-term work had to have been around longer than a few decades. It turns out this speaker wasn't entirely incorrect, and the individual they were referring to was not only my hero, but also played a pivotal role in the development of modern locum tenens medicine. We'll get to him later. To understand the history of locum tenens medicine, we need to start with the term itself. Locum tenens is a Latin phrase that means to hold a place. In medical context, it refers to a physician or healthcare provider who temporarily fills in for another. This practice ensures that patient care continues uninterrupted, whether it's due to a doctor's vacation, illness, or the need to cover staffing shortages in rural or underserved areas. The concept of temporary professional substitutes isn't new. In fact, it's deeply rooted in human history. Throughout the ages, communities have relied on skilled individuals to step in during critical times. But in medicine, this practice gained formal recognition much later. The roots of locum tenens medicine can be traced back to the early traveling physicians of antiquity. In ancient Greece, for example, doctors often traveled between city-states to provide care where it was needed. The Hippocratic Oath itself implies a sense of duty to serve, not tied to a single location.
I will remember that I remain a member of society with special obligations to all my fellow human beings, those of cell, mind, and body, as well as the infirm. If I do not violate this oath, may I enjoy life and art, respected while I live, and remembered with affection thereafter.
Fast forward to the 19th century. Temporary staffing in medicine began to formalize. In the United States, the concept of a circuit rider physician became popular, particularly in rural areas. These doctors would travel from town to town, sometimes covering hundreds of miles, to provide care for isolated populations. This iterant model laid the groundwork for what we now call locum tenens medicine. Modern locum tenens medicine began to take shape in the mid-20th century. The pivotal moment came in 1979 with the establishment of the Utah Medical Association's Locum Tenens Program. This initiative aimed to address physician shortages in rural Utah by recruiting temporary doctors to fill in for local practitioners who needed time off. It was a win-win. The community maintained access to care, and physicians had the flexibility they needed to recharge or address personal matters. This program's success inspired other states and organizations to adopt similar models. Over time, locum tenens medicine expanded beyond rural areas to become a nationwide and eventually global phenomenon. The rise of technology has been a game changer for locum tenens medicine. In the past, arranging locum tenens assignment was a time-consuming process involving phone calls, faxes, mountains of paperwork. Today, digital platforms and agencies have streamlined this process, making it easier than ever for physicians to connect with opportunities. Electronic medical records, telemedicine, and credentialing databases have further enhanced the efficiency of locum tenens work. These advancements allow providers to hit the ground running, even in unfamiliar settings, and ensure continuity of care for patients. But it's not just about convenience. Technology has also helped locum tenens medicine meet the growing demands of an increasingly mobile healthcare workforce. According to a 2022 survey by the National Association of Locum Tenens Organizations, also known as NALTO, over 50,000 physicians work locums assignments annually in the U.S. alone. This number continues to grow as providers seek flexibility and balance in their careers. So why is locum tenens medicine still so important? The answer lies in its adaptability and impact. Locum tenens physicians fill critical gaps in care, particularly in underserved and rural areas. They provide relief for overworked staff, offer patients to specialists, and bring fresh perspectives to teams they join. In fact, my first experience with locum tenens was when my wife and I, both ear, nose, and throat surgeons, were getting ready to have our first daughter. As the only two ENTs in the community, we had no one to cover while we were having Louisa. We reached out to some locum tenens companies and found several locum tenens physicians, many of whom are very good friends to this day. For physicians, locum tenens offers unparalleled freedom. It's an opportunity to explore different practice settings, avoid burnout, and even travel to new places while earning an income. This flexibility is increasingly attractive in a healthcare system facing mounting challenges, including provider shortages and burnout. Beyond its practical benefits, locum tenens embodies the spirit of service and adaptability that defines the medical profession. It's a reminder that healthcare is about meeting patients where they are, both literally and figuratively. As we look to the future, the role of locum tenens medicine will only continue to grow. With advances in telehealth, the need for flexibility in healthcare delivery, and a generation of physicians prioritizing work-life balance, locum tenens is poised to remain a cornerstone of modern medicine. But back to my hero, Dr. Alan Kronhaus. Probably the best person to give us a little insight in Dr. Kronhaus is Dr. Andrew Wilner. He's a physician and author of The Locum Life, A Physician's Guide to Locum Tenens.
Dr. Kronhaus was famous for spending 6 months skiing and the other 6 months working. And this really set the stage for the characterization of locum tenens as a work-life balance approach to the practice of medicine. Since then, Dr. Kronhaus's company evolved into what is now known as Comp Health, and Comp Health is part of a larger organization known as CHG.
I love this guy, a ski bum and a physician. And while his companies through CHG are technically competitors of us here at speciallylocums.com, we owe them a great deal for their innovation in the field and their impact on locum tenens physicians and providers everywhere, extending the opportunities not only nationally, but internationally. To all the locum tenens providers out there, thank you for your dedication and adaptability. You play a vital role in keeping the wheels of healthcare turning, and to those considering a locum tenens career, remember, it's not just about filling a spot. It's about making a difference, one assignment at a time. That's all for today's episode of Let's Locums. Have a story or topic you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at info@speciallylocums.com. Until next time, keep exploring and keep making a difference.
You have been listening to Let's Locums, a podcast brought to you by speciallylocums.com and hosted by Drs. Mark and Allison Royer. speciallylocums.com is a physician-run locum tenens company dedicated to providing the best docs the best jobs at the best sites. Join us every week as we discuss tips on utilizing locum tenens as part of your professional journey.